Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line, we have Robin Silk, a volunteer at the Chai Helpline. Robin, are you with us this afternoon?
Yes, indeed I can, Simon. And can you, more to the point, hear me?
Way better this time around, Robin, and I wouldn't want to not get your sense of humor because you generally make me laugh, which is ironic because you work on the Chai Helpline. So, you know, making one laugh and that doesn't really go together.
You have to laugh sometimes, Simon, otherwise you're in very heavy trouble. I must tell you, this week, this Shabbos alone, I'll talk only to Shabbos, starting from just when before Shabbos came in, until Motse Shabbos, we had 15 calls, 13 of which were either suicide or suicidal ideation calls. Okay? That shows why we have to sometimes, and that's no laughing matter. In fact, things were getting so hectic while I was on the line, some of the calls were really, really, really sad, Simon. So, I'll tell you just a few of the calls, and then I'll move on to some happier things that have happened with the helpline this week. So we end on a high note.
Okay.
One of the most tragic calls I ever received was on Shabbos Day with a woman calling in. She was 34 weeks pregnant. Her husband had threatened to divorce her, saying that she had been unfaithful and she was not carrying his child. So she was sobbing, she was crying, she eventually got contained, and I said to her, "So what are you planning to do about it?" She said, "I'm planning to end my life by using rat poison, because that's what I have at home." So I then started, I thought you have to always look for some leverage. I said, "Tell me about your family." "No, I've got twin children and they're 10 years old. And I said to her, "You're a mommy. Who is going to bring up, and they were twin daughters, your children? Who is going to explain the facts of life and help them through, make their way through this world, if not for you?" "No, no, no, no. I've decided it's rat poison." So at this stage, I'm starting to go into a mini panic, even though we should never do that. And I said to her, "Do you know what happens if you take rat poisoning?" And I proceeded to describe to her what I'd seen from the Ebola scenes on TV, because all I knew is that there was blood thinner in it. I said, "You'll start bleeding out of your nose. You'll bleed out of your mouth, your eyes, and your ears. Do you want to do this in front of your, you know, children who are not yet even teenagers?" I said, "You'll then start to have a shortness of breath. It will be a slow and torturous death. You'll have seizures. You'll get dizzy. And eventually, if you're lucky, you might die. Otherwise, you'll be left severely, severely compromised. So tell me, suicide is one choice. Let's see what else we can do with your life. Let's see where else you can go instead of choosing to go that way." And eventually, we chatted and we established a rapport, and I showed her that she had far better options than the drastic step of ending her life by suicide. It's interesting to note in South Africa, just in terms of statistics, Simon, that the majority of persons taking their own lives do in fact use some kind of poison, probably because of its accessibility. And it's not expensive. So she in the end started rethinking it, and we calmed her. God put the words in my mouth to help direct me to calm her. And we are now doing some sessions of therapy. And by the end, she'd agreed even for me to be able to call an ambulance. And we were able to get her off to receive medical assistance and care.
Robin, so, I'm going to ask you a huge favor. I haven't done you justice this afternoon. I haven't allocated you enough time. I do want to chat to you, and I'm going to ask our producer to get you back on tomorrow. I do want you to end with some positive stories, but I really do think that after that kind of chat and the day that everybody's had today, that we need to end with something uplifting and high, and we've only got 4 minutes. If you don't mind, Robin.
Okay. God bless.